Katie, your research explores why people find their work meaningful, but of course my first question has to be, I mean, how are you defining this term meaningful?
Well, meaningful work tends to refer to work that the individual regards as personally significant, valuable and worthwhile. So it's about the sense that we think our work matters and makes a difference.
You undertook an analysis of accounts which were related by nurses, creative artists and lawyers, in which they explained why they found their work meaningful. Let's start with the nurses. What did they tell you about the meaning that they found in their choice of career?
I think it's worth just spending a moment just thinking about one of the things that we really wanted to look at in this paper, which is not just what they say about their work, but how they say it. And this led us down the route of doing what's called a critical discourse analysis. So in other words, looking at the characteristics of the kind of stories that people tell. So Sian, one of the nurses we spoke to, she narrated an incident that had arisen when a young woman, a 16-year-old girl who was deaf, came in for an appointment with her mother. And when they got there, they realised that the mother was also deaf and the doctor was going to cancel the appointment because they hadn't booked an interpreter. So Sian said, "I was literally hitting my head against a brick wall. You know, everybody wanted the appointment to go ahead, but nobody knew how this had happened. We didn't know what to do." She said, "So I got out a pen and paper and I got them to write down their questions and the doctor could answer, and so the appointment could go ahead." And this very much reflected the kind of themes we were getting in the stories that the nurses narrated to us.
Very interesting. Let's move on to your second group then. Creative artists.
Here we were talking to actors, musicians, composers, writers and so on. What we found here was that they felt very conflicted about whether their work actually did make a meaningful contribution to society or not. Because it's quite an ephemeral thing if you think about it. If you're acting in a play, is that useful to society? Some of them talked about the kind of the kick they got from seeing their name up in lights. But when you talk to them in more depth, one of the things that they tended to say was that, well, we do feel our work is valuable because we feel we're enriching society. We're kind of feeding the soul. And some of them said, well, I think our work is as important as that of nurses and doctors, because without the arts, where would we be? And so they were very much casting around looking for ways to find this sense of meaning in their work. And where they were often challenged was through this fear of what they often called selling out.
So let's move on to your third group, the lawyers. I mean, how did they talk about the meaning of their work?
Well, the lawyers actually also felt fairly conflicted. So on the one hand, they said, well, we've got a great job. We're very lucky. We're very privileged to do this type of work. And we're able to help people. These were claimant lawyers working on behalf of individuals who were perhaps making an employment tribunal claim. But on the other hand, they were very conscious of the negative perception of lawyers in wider society. So that, and I think if you kind of stand back from the detail of the stories that we got, what we found was that there were three main characteristics that needed to be in place for people to feel, yes, I'm making a really good contribution here, and yes, my work is meaningful. And the first one was that they felt that they were making a contribution that they personally valued. So let's just take the example of the nurses. What they were interested in was the care and compassion that they were able to bring to the role, and looking at the patient in a very holistic way. And the second characteristic was feedback was very important. The kind of feedback we get from other people about how well we're doing our job and how much it matters to them. So in the case of nurses, here we have an occupation that's typically regarded by wider society as quite a meaningful job. And we saw that reflected in the recent pandemic, of course. If your job has a beneficiary, like a nurse has a patient or a creative artist has an audience, and you're getting good feedback, that will also bolster...
Someone who can say thanks.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Someone who can say thank you or explain how much you've improved their day or improved their life in some way. That really helps people to find their work meaningful.
You've been an academic most of your life, haven't you? Meaningful?
That's very interesting. It's something I think about a lot, obviously, because of my research. I do think about whether my work is meaningful or not. And I think probably pretty much in common with a lot of the people who take part in my research, I have days where I feel, yes, this is very meaningful. I had a great session teaching the students, or I got a paper published, or something really good happens. And other days where things are maybe a bit more routine or negative things happen. So it's one of these things that very much ebbs and flows as over your working day and indeed over your working life.
Thank you very much, Katie Bailey.